Luma Digest, I'm Noura. Thursday afternoon, and we've got three stories today that show exactly how AI is moving from the lab into the real world. Workers teaching robots, Anthropic accidentally leaking their own code, and builders getting tools that actually solve real problems. Let's start with the robots. Okay, so there's a Czech startup called RoboTwin that's doing something properly clever. They're solving a very specific problem in manufacturing. And it's not the problem you'd think. Here's the thing. Most factories can't afford robot automation. Not because robots are expensive. Well, they are. But that's not the real barrier. The barrier is programming them. You need specialists. You need time. You need to write code for every single task. And if you're a small manufacturer making custom parts or doing surface treatment work, the maths just doesn't work out. So RoboTwin flipped it. Instead of writing code, workers just demonstrate the task. Once. Spray painting, surface treatment, whatever needs doing. The system watches, captures the movements, and converts that into a robot program. Now, imitation learning isn't new. This technology has been around for decades. But here's what matters. They've actually deployed this. Real factories, real production lines. Companies across Central Europe are using it right now. And they just secured €2.3 million in EU funding to scale. Think about what that means for a second. Labor shortages in surface treatment are real. The cost barrier to automation was real, and this just removed it. Small manufacturers who couldn't justify hiring a robotics engineer can now automate tasks by having their existing workers show a robot what to do. That's a different game entirely. The takeaway? The barrier to industrial automation just dropped, and it dropped because someone made the programming part disappear. Worth thinking about if you're in manufacturing, or if you're building tools for people who don't code. Right. So while robots are learning from workers, Anthropic learned a lesson the hard way. They accidentally leaked 512,000 lines of their own source code. For Claude Code, their entire IDE. How? A missing .empmignore file. They published a package to the NPM registry, forgot to exclude the source code, and suddenly, their entire codebase was public. Now, the incident itself is embarrassing. But the aftermath? That's the interesting bit. Because what the leak revealed wasn't some significant architecture. It was actually kind of simple. A single event loop coordinating multiple tools. The sophistication wasn't in the core loop, it was pushed into three areas. Context management. They use a four-layer compression stack to handle long conversations without blowing up token counts. Telemetry, detailed logging and monitoring throughout. And product polish, the kind of refinement that only comes from shipping and iterating. But here's where it gets really interesting. Within hours, multiple developers had re-implemented parts of it as open source frameworks. Just cloned the architecture and released it publicly. So Anthropic's initial response was DMCA takedowns, which, to be fair, overstepped a bit. But they corrected quickly, acknowledged the mistake, walked it back. What this really shows is that code itself is becoming commodity. Once it's exposed, open source alternatives appear immediately. The competitive advantage isn't in the code anymore, it's in the product, the infrastructure, the trust. Anthropic's value isn't in those 500,000 lines, it's in Claude's training, the safety work, the brand, the relationship with users, the code, that's just plumbing. Bottom line, size. If your moat is code that could be replicated in a weekend, you don't have a moat, you have a head start, and head starts run out. Okay, so let's talk about builders. Because while all this drama was happening, developers were getting tools that actually solve real problems. First one, WebClaw. This is a tool that extracts clean, LLM-optimized content from any web page. You give it a URL, it strips out the ads, the navigation, the tracking scripts, all the junk, and returns just the content your AI actually needs. The result? Token usage drops by 67%. Your context window goes further. Your API costs go down. But it's not just scraping. It includes MCP integration, so Claude and other AI tools can use it directly. And it provides structured data extraction with schemas, which means, if you're building an AI that needs to understand web content, you're not wasting two-thirds of your tokens on boilerplate anymore. Full disclosure. I've been thinking about this all morning, because this is exactly the kind of tool that makes everything else possible. You can't build good AI products if you're constantly fighting with messy data, and the web is very messy, so having a tool that handles the cleanup automatically, that just became essential infrastructure. And then there's this next one, which properly made my day. A developer got frustrated with Claude's maths, because, okay, Claude is brilliant at language, but arithmetic? Inconsistent, sometimes right, sometimes confidently wrong. So this developer built an MCP calculator server, 100 lines of code, 7 tools, mortgage calculators, TDE calculators, compound interest, basic arithmetic, hooked it up to Claude, and suddenly, 100% correctness on maths problems. Now, this isn't groundbreaking AI research, it's just smart plumbing. But that's exactly why it matters, because the developer didn't wait for Anthropic to fix it. They just extended the system, built the tool Claude needed, and moved on. And that's the pattern we keep seeing. The best builders aren't waiting for perfect AI. They're shipping tools that make imperfect AI useful right now. The takeaway here? AI doesn't need to be perfect at everything. It needs to be good at orchestration, good at knowing when to call a tool, good at combining specialized components. Claude doesn't need to be a calculator. It needs to know when to use one. That's a completely different design philosophy, and it's working. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. RoboTwin shows us that the barrier to adoption isn't always the technology itself. Sometimes it's how you interact with it, make programming unnecessary, and suddenly small manufacturers can automate. The Claude leak shows us that code is commodity now. What matters is trust, infrastructure, the relationship with your users, and the builder tools show us that the future isn't one perfect AI. It's specialized components working together, with humans deciding which tool to use when. We're not in the age of general intelligence yet. We're in the age of orchestration, and honestly, that might be more useful. Something to think about on the way home. Thanks for listening. Links in the show notes.